quickly, Kurt, the Big 12 back in the news. And actually, to me, there's some teeth behind it with them at least considering expansion of their conference because they've hired Navigate Research and this Chris Belvacqua to look into who, what, where, when, and why. And so I ask you, what do you know about, are these serious companies? Do you think the Pac-12 or the Big 12 is really doing the due diligence right now?
I think that's exactly what they are doing. You know, due diligence by them. I wouldn't say they're doing it because they've decided they're going to expand. I think that they're gathering all the facts. They've hired some experts to provide the data for athletic directors and presidents so that if they are deciding to go in that direction, that they're basing whatever decisions they're going to make on the data that and the information that these people can provide them. So it doesn't surprise me at all. I mean, if I would venture out to say that, you know, if a conference is considering something like that, you know, why wouldn't you go out and talk to the people that can give you the information that makes it a little easier for you to decide what's best for your conference? By no means do I think they're doing that because they've said, we're going to expand, tell us who the teams are. I don't think that's what this is about. I have not had any conversations with people in that conference, but it doesn't surprise me. And I think that they're probably going about it the right way and really trying to come to whatever type of decision they're going to make in the future, and they want to base that on solid information. And, you know, it sounds like these two groups are people that have been doing it for a while that can give them what they need to move forward in whatever direction they choose to do.
You said you haven't talked to them. But have they reached out to anybody asking for any information, any contact at all with the university?
Not at Boise State.
No. Not at Boise State.
Yeah.
Kurt, if fans grip when they read Dennis Dodd, and, for example, he's a college football writer for CBSSports.com, all right? And he writes an article. And in there he says, and it's a long piece, this is where I got this information from. He says, you know, just for sake of argument, let's go with BYU and Cincinnati. Mm-hmm. And the Big 12 expands to 12. And then there's an article from all these other college football writers, and they're saying, well, if they expand, they ought to take UConn and Cincinnati. You go down the road, right? Mm-hmm. And they don't see Boise State's name showing up.
Right.
How do you console some of them? Because that's what sets them off.
Yeah.
Why aren't we getting it? What's the problem with us? Why aren't we being considered? Well, that's a different story altogether, but that's what sets off fans, right?
Yeah.
So does it hurt you, or do you ever think twice, like, where did this writer come up with that? Or how does it get done to begin with? You went through the Big East thing.
Well, I mean, you know, I think it hurts your ego a little bit, but other than that, it really doesn't. I mean, I think people get their mindset on the fact that we're not doing anything. And because our name isn't mentioned, that's the final decision. I can almost guarantee you that these people haven't been in the room with the Big 12 or talked to all the people that are going to make the decision, nor do they even probably know exactly what criteria is going to be used to make that decision. We've talked about this on the show before, and I've talked about it since I've gotten back. We're going to keep doing what we're doing. We just got to be great on our end. And if that's attractive to somebody and an offer is made and there's something out there that says, you know, there's some interest in Boise State, then Boise State has to in turn, you know, weigh all the options. And is that opportunity a good one for us? You know, right now we're in the Mountain West and we enjoy being in the Mountain West, and it's very competitive for us, but that doesn't mean that if that opportunity comes forward to Boise State, that that's not something we're going to look at.
Right.
And if there's a time where we decide, hey, you know, we want to go try and do that, we want to talk to the people, then we will certainly go do that. But I just think they're doing their due diligence right now. I don't think because they've hired those people, that doesn't mean that they're automatically thinking, hey, you know, like I said earlier, we're going to go get two teams. We just need you to tell us who that is. I don't think that's what this is about. I think they're gathering their facts so that they can make the right decision.
But at the end of the day, do you think they do expand?
You know, damned if I do, damned if I don't. I think they're in a really good situation right now, to be honest with you. They've gotten approval to have a championship game
right, with
10 teams. Who the heck wants to divide the money up?
Texas has their own money.
Two more ways. Texas has their own network.
Messy.
I've talked to a few people that say absolutely not. And then I've talked to a few more people that say, you know, maybe they should. I think people are they're having a hard time trying to find out why they would do it based on what they have right now and then the new, you know, the new policies that allow them to have a championship game with 10 teams. Mm-hmm. And I'm not really sure which way they're going to go. It wouldn't surprise me if they expanded, and it certainly wouldn't surprise me if they stay at 10, because they can have a lot of what they want already with 10 teams. And I think that's what it's probably going to come down to at the end of the game. And I think you roll the dice a little bit with the TV money, and that's not up for a long time. So, you know, do they really know what that might be worth?
Right.
And I think that's probably what the Big 12 is doing, is they want to gather that information so that they know that, so that when they do have to make a decision, and I don't think that needs to be tomorrow, that they can make the right one.
Boise's Athletic Director Kurt Apsey, our guest. It's Ask the AD every Thursday at 5 here on Sports Radio The Ticket with Idaho Sports Talk with Caves and Prater. He's joining us here right now, and you can hashtag Ask the AD on the Twitter account.
BYU's a really nice, strong, all-around athletic department. They're a good friend of Boise State's and a partner in football as well. I'm not asking you to speak for BYU, but they're in a situation in the independence. Strategically, is it good for them to go out and publicly sell their program to try to get into a conference, or do you just sit back and wait? What's the best strategy to make sure they end up in the right spot?
Well, I think their independence probably allows them to be a little bit more vocal, I would say. It's not like they're going to upset a conference or, you know, maybe talk about not being happy with where they're at. I mean, they're themselves, you know, and so it wouldn't surprise me at all if they're trying to sell their school to something different, and probably just a little bit more easier on them to do something like that. I haven't really heard, at least, and maybe you guys correct me if I'm wrong, but I haven't really heard them being real aggressive at that. At least I haven't heard it in the media. But that doesn't mean that, you know, their AD and their president and those folks in Provo aren't pushing for that. I think their fans, you know, for the most part, are always looking for better opportunities just like ours. And I think it's probably a little easier for them, Mike, to try and make a little bit more noise about that.
You guys have a football contract between BYU and Boise State. I think it lasts until like 2097. But if they get into the Big 12, is there any reason to believe that would or wouldn't continue?
Well, I hope it would continue, but, you know, I think that as not all of the Big 5 conferences, but now they're starting to put in rules about who they can play. And, you know, they got to play one Big 5 conference, and they got to play one non-conference game against X. And so they're starting to mandate, you know, who those people can play. And I would worry about that if BYU were able to do something like that and maybe just weren't able to play us because of the way that those conferences are set up. You know, in the Big 12 right now, they play a round robin. I think it's 9 games. So, you know, 9 of your 12 are in conference. That leaves you 3. You know, if you're Oklahoma, you know, I know they're in the same conference, but, you know, they got to play Texas, you know. And so some of these schools are forced to play in these rivalry games. And, you know, I think it's even affected like someone like Notre Dame, who maybe used to play a certain school for
Michigan.
The last 50 years,
Michigan.
And now they're not doing it. So I think that would affect BYU or us or anybody else that would be considered for that. But if we've got to go down that road and talk to those guys about that, we'll certainly do that if the time comes.
We've got a commercial tire text here. Boise State Athletic Hall of Fame resume adding members. It's been a while. I think we visited briefly about this. Mm-hmm. This is being at least conceptualized.
Absolutely. Yeah, we've revisited our policies, and we're talking about it. I know that from my seat at Boise State, I want to see it back. I want to see it come back as soon as possible. It's been a long time since we've done it for whatever reason, and I want to get back to adding some of these folks back into the Hall of Fame. Whether or not it's an annual thing or maybe in every other year, that really hasn't been decided. But we are certainly talking about it internally, and I'm hopeful that we can get that back going like we have in the past.
Boise State Athletic Director Kurt Apsey, our guest here on Ask the AD with Case and Prater on Sports Radio The Ticket. One last issue here in terms of national stuff about the bowl games, Kurt, and there's Myrtle Beach, St. Louis, Charleston, Austin, Texas, all wanting to get into the bowl business for many different reasons, for their promote their area. There's a lot of different reasons why some cities want to get into bowl games. Here, I think, is where Prater and I are at on it. And I don't know about other fans, because some fans like to watch football on TV, and they don't care who's there.
I like it when you guys give me the answers to the questions. That's
I'm not giving you an answer.
Maybe we ought to just start doing
that. Here's my question. Here's my question, okay?
Yeah.
It hurts me to see empty stands. I don't like it.
Right.
Because I give a rip well beyond it's just a football game, a piece of entertainment, like a movie on Saturday at 3 o'clock. No. Not to me. And I think the core group of college football in the Southeast, I think they care even way more than that. Yeah. So I don't like to see empty stands. I think it hurts the sport. The people who have to work it hate it. Coaches, the players, it's terrible. But that's just me.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem to be stopping anytime soon. Is that are we looking into it too much? Do we care too much about who's there? Maybe our egos are too big. Because it's not. Nobody seems to be too sensitive to it.
Well, if you're asking me if attendance is important in a bowl game, absolutely.
Nobody's stopping these bowl games from happening with attendance going down.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, I don't know what the percentage is, but half these bowl games don't sell what they'd like to sell. I think it depends on what schools are coming. I think it depends on the matchup. I think it depends what time the game is. I mean, you see that at our games.
Right.
Our attendance is affected in many different ways, and one of them being what time we play our games. And so that's across the country. No, I don't think it's good to watch a bowl game on TV and to see half the stands empty. These bowls are motivated by different things, whether it's just bringing something to their community. In our case, with the Idaho Potato Bowl, you know, that's linked to our conference. So, for example, this past year, if we don't have that, someone's on the outside looking in. So if you're tied into a conference like that and it's a guarantee game for a team in your conference to play in it, that's important for a conference like the Mountain West. But in terms of attendance at bowl games, I mean, I'm totally with you on that one. I don't want to see empty seats. I just think it's a really hard sell when you're doing it in December. You got two teams coming to a city that people maybe aren't real familiar with, or maybe they're just not real fired up with, or you've got a team that maybe wasn't so successful that's just not attracted to go watch. You might be in a place where the weather's not great. I mean, there's a lot of different reasons why, but I know our team doesn't like going and playing in a place when the stands are empty.
A bowl was empty.
You know, and so, yeah, I think it's affected the game without the bowl games. I think you're seeing stands empty in a lot of, not empty, but, you know, more empty seats than you would like to see in college football, and I certainly don't think that's good for the game.
Even though the NCAA really doesn't have anything to do with bowl games, other than I think they certify them and then they let individual groups go off and run these games, is there anybody, and we've heard a few quotes here and a few quotes there, does anybody have the muscle to stand up to these Austins and Myrtle Beaches and say, no, we're done. We're not adding any more bowl games?
Well, I think that can be decided by the football committees when they meet this spring. I think that's going to be what people are going to be looking for, is what decision's going to be made. You know, we've talked about this before. I think I've said this. There's really only, in my opinion, two ways to fix it. You've either got to limit teams who can play in it based on their record, or you can't have more bowls. So something's got to give, because if they add bowls and they say 5-7 doesn't work,
right,
then what do you do if you're a new bowl coming in? Is it a scenario where, well, you know, you can add this bowl, but you might not have any teams in your game, so I guess you roll the dice there a little bit? Or do you say 5-7's okay, and you, or 4-8's okay, and you just add them all? And I'm not personally for that. I think it's a little diluted right now. That's just my opinion, and I've voiced my opinion at conference meetings, and I think a lot of athletic directors probably think the same way as I do. So it'll be interesting to see the people that are involved in that decision, which way they go. But in my opinion, like I said, I think it's overall record. They got to make that decision, and then based maybe on that decision, then they can decide whether or not these bowls are added. And if they are, maybe they just say, you know, you can add them, but here's the risk. So we'll just kind of see how that goes.
All right, Kurt, you got championships on your mind, swimming and diving, yeah, wrestling, I think indoor track. You got men's and women's basketball coming down to it, but some of these teams have performed pretty well.
Yeah, they have. I'm excited for basketball. You know, real, I guess I feel very fortunate about James. That I don't know if I've ever seen 5,000 people that quiet at once a kid went down, but, you know, certainly wasn't as bad, and or it ended up not being as bad as it looked, and I think it's just going to be some time before he gets back. Not real sure. Like Leon said yesterday, I think it's just a day-to-day thing. But if, you know, if we can get him back, and I think we're starting to play better going into the tournament, you know, this year it's kind of funny, but I think anybody can beat anybody in this tournament. So I think it's up for grabs, and excited for both our men's and women's teams. Track is in Albuquerque. Wrestling, I think, is in Tempe this weekend at the Pac-12 Championships. And so lots of good stuff going on. Good time.
And the swimming and diving coach was the coach of the year?
Yeah,
is that
Jeremy Kipp from USC. He's been here about 7 months and took second at the Mountain West Conference Championships and was named coach of the year in his first year, and makes me feel good. Hopefully we got the right guy in place, and he's done just a terrific job so far this year. So happy for him.
Yeah. Thanks for coming in, Kurt.
All right, guys.